Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next, we are looking at air travel for the summer. And let's bring in this morning Rick Sini, the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. Looks like it's going to be a very busy travel season this summer in the skies. But there's one point we want to bring up, and that's Wi-Fi. How important is that to passengers, do you think, Rick?
I think it's more important to business passengers who like to actually work and get some stuff done on a plane. I know some people like to disconnect, but it's important to passengers. But as we've all seen, everybody's pretty much got their phone in their hand. And if they don't have local content, you're seeing a lot of connectivity to Wi-Fi and planes so they can actually provide you content. Sometimes it's not completely connected to the internet. Sometimes they actually have content within the plane itself. But I think it's fairly important for the airlines to compete with each other that they all have Wi-Fi. And there's almost all of them do, except for the ultra-low-cost carriers.
Well, there's Wi-Fi and then there's free Wi-Fi, right? I mean, how annoying is that if you're taking the kids out to, you know, on a plane and they have the tablet or a phone in their hands? They're calm until they realize they can't do what they're looking to do. You know, Mom, Dad, can I buy the Wi-Fi? It's only, you know, $500 for the flight or something like that for a password. Are we seeing more and more carriers provide Wi-Fi for free instead to kind of give that extra incentive for those types of situations?
They are. They're tinkering with it. Delta Airlines, for example, is doing a test right now with free Wi-Fi. JetBlue has always had free Wi-Fi, at least at maybe not the highest of speeds, but they do have connectivity. Most of the airlines that do have Wi-Fi on the plane, including American, allow you to at least connect to the American website, make changes while you're on the plane, for example. Some of them actually have television service as well, depending on which flights you're on and which company. So they definitely see this as something that they can market and show a different advantage for a particular airline. So I would expect over time that Wi-Fi would get much less expensive over time. For the moment, it is pretty expensive. It can be up to $20 to $30 each way for a particular flight, especially if you're going coast to coast.
Reliability, though, is another factor. Is it getting any better, the Wi-Fi?
Oh, it's supposed to be getting better. I've had hit or miss. My daughter was just on a flight earlier this week, and she couldn't actually get it, and we had to actually dispute the charge on the credit card in this particular case, because it's not really easy to say that, hey, you know, I paid for Wi-Fi, but I couldn't get anything to come through, not even email. So I think it's fairly spotty. It depends on the flight. It depends on the day. It depends on the weather. And I don't think that's going to change much because you essentially have two technologies, satellite and ground-based, and both of them have their issues from time to time.
Okay. Well, we'll keep all those things in mind. Rick, thanks so much. It's Rick Sini joining us live talking about Wi-Fi on planes, which, you know what, it's become one of those things where you used to be amazed when you can make the phone call on the plane.
Right.
Now it's like, what? The plane doesn't have Wi-Fi. What am I living in
what?
The 70s?
Yeah.
You know, it's become more and more expected. Planes still struggling to catch up.
Yeah, and if they have Wi-Fi, it's so frustrating when you can't get it to work. You know, that's the next thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.